brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, we're getting an update from John Connor, who just goes out trying to get attention to 9/11 being an inside job with a twit, Gary Bonaducci, which the whole thing looks like a staged COINTELPRO op. How they're hyping and claiming 9/11 truthers have been threatening him, and John Gibson on Fox News. And it integrates with another clip I'm going to play later in the hour of O'Reilly with Kevin Barrett. Doesn't want to debate 9/11, just wants to call him names and, you know, claim we're all a bunch of kooks. I want to analyze media here and how they respond and the different operations they run. We're going to get to Jim and John and everybody else is patiently holding as well. David in Michigan called in and was talking about Thomas Barnett, who openly, he's with the Naval War College. He's one of their top futurists, strategists. He gets up on C-SPAN. We play clips of it. And says that the military works for Wall Street and the New World Order. He says for world government. And he just says it's all wonderful. And how wonderful China is and how we're just going to merge with them. And it's totally sick. And then I had him set up as a guest one time, and he refused to come on. It was guest time, and it was this time about 2 years ago. We were calling him during this segment for the second hour. We tend to put guest. And I called up during the break, and I said, "Why won't you come on?" He was livid. And let me tell you, you know when you're talking to one of them. He was, "How dare you say the government was behind 9/11? I'm not going to give you any credibility with coming on." And I said, "We're going to defeat you. We're going to defeat the New World Order." And he was like, "No, you're not. You just keep on dreaming." I mean, imagine, you're on the phone with him. I mean, this stuff's real, folks. "We're going to defeat the New World Order. America will prevail." And he's literally going, "Uh-huh, you just keep on dreaming." Imagine, I'm going, "We're going to defeat you." And I know who I'm talking to. "We're going to defeat you. America will prevail." "You just keep on dreaming then." So, yeah, there was a lot of suspicious stuff with people in the buildings, companies, all their CEOs gone for that weird Offutt Air Force Base meeting with Bush later in the day, but they were there early that morning, told to wait for a secret meeting. It was a way to get the CEOs out, I guess, without telling them everything. But go back and finish up the point you were making about Barnett.
Well, just that, in Google Video, if you just type in Thomas Barnett, I think it's one of only two or three videos that comes up. It's just an hour-long sit-down interview with him. And as I say, he just says when he's working at the Naval War College, Cantor Fitzgerald commissioned them to play economic war games and, you know, hypothesize, you know, what, you know, a terrorist attack and stuff like that, what that would do. And Cantor Fitzgerald, just for the record, is a company, at that time they had over $70 trillion in annual transactions. Obviously, transactions doesn't mean revenue or profits, but they were a huge, huge company. Now, it's worth noting that the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, Harold Lutnick, his brother, apparently lost his life in the attack. So that would kind of be an argument against it. But it was just I did my research on Cantor Fitzgerald. I never even heard of them before that. You'd figure that, you know, there'd be lots of talk about them, considering that, you know, almost a fifth of the, you know, people lost in the attacks, you know, were from this company. But I just did my research on it, and there was...
You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and come to the point.
I'm sorry, I don't have a broader point than that, but the Cantor Fitzgerald connection on 9/11 is worth investigating. And really quick plug, your next guest might be interested in www.jamescameron.blogspot.com. That's my site. So keep up the great work, Alex.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on. And again, I said I'd go to calls quickly. I went to his call and gave him about 7 minutes of talk time, because he's making a really important point. He's bringing up an important individual, one of the technicians that operates the technocracy. And whether it's Dick Cheney on C-SPAN bragging about how he kept his CFR membership secret from his constituents and laughing, to Thomas Barnett saying, "We work for one world government," to off-air the guy, you know, when I say the New World Order will be defeated, America will prevail, and he just says, "You just keep on dreaming." Yeah, don't worry. I mean, what's he saying when he says that? He's saying, yeah, America's going down.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember the young 10-year-old, now 11 years old, a few months ago who was at the Steiner Middle School, and he, during the computer lab, went to Infowars.com, and they told him that was a terrorist website. He wasn't allowed to. They reprimanded him. They wanted psychological evaluation. And then we wrote up a big story about it, and now the principal's freaking out, claiming they're getting threatened. The teacher, quote, wants him out of her class, claiming she's been threatened. So let's punish the child. You violate his rights. You demonize him. He gets called a terrorist at the front of the classroom by other kids. He gets pulled out. He gets in all this trouble, and then somebody supposedly threatens you. Now, usually when they say this, they're making it up. But other cases, we found that mental patients and crazies and feds and trolls and minions go out, and they threaten people to then get the response they want, to then be able to blame it on patriots, blame it on 9/11 truthers. And this is just an example of how these people operate. And so now they're trying to punish this young man there at the school here in Austin, Texas, in Travis County. John Connor has been doing a great job calling into national talk shows, Larry King Live, television, over and over again, putting out key 9/11 information, skull and bones information. He's been able to get a lot of publicity. He took media in college. He's a smart guy. We should all be doing similar things. I've been doing similar things, of course, for years. Really kind of pioneered this more modern form of gonzo journalism and combining it with ambush journalism. And we commend John Connor on what he's been doing. We need leaders. We need more of you to become leaders and do similar things. He goes into big college rooms, dorms, buildings, the streets, classrooms, lecture halls, and starts talking about 9/11, handing out loose change DVDs. And it's really having a big effect. If more of us did this, we'd take the country back in a fortnight. But he's walking along the streets in Southern California. He sees this Gary Bonaducci, Danny Bonaducci, excuse me. Again, folks, I don't follow these twits. But I do know that Danny Bonaducci has been all over Fox Radio, Fox TV, Glenn Beck. I mean, I constantly see him and hear him, and I'm not watching much television, so he must be like one of their favorite little pet minions or something. And so John Connor, along with his friend, the fellow that worked at the Bohemian Grove and shot that video for us last year that we put in the Order of Death, they were able to get footage, and here's the audio from that footage. But first, let's go ahead and go to John Connor. John, describe the video audio that we're about to play for listeners out there since they can't see it. It's up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com right now, but for those that won't have internet and can't go see it, why don't you describe what we're about to play?
Codename Kyle and I were hanging out in Hollywood shooting a video on an other related matter when he spotted Bonaducci sitting outside by himself at an outdoor cafe. So we started rolling the camera, and I just walked right up to him and said, "Can I bother you for 2 seconds? Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?" The audio isn't the greatest for the first few seconds, and then it becomes very clear. And he brushed it off as those are conspiracy theorists, and then as soon as I asked him if he heard of a plan for our own government to commit terrorism and blame it on someone else, he completely freaked out, started dropping the F word repeatedly, and I just started laughing right in his face, and he told me that I was nobody, that nobody's going to care about this interview, and so I just started laughing and thought, you know, this, we'll put this on YouTube, we'll see who cares about this. And now the 9/11 Truth Movement and myself are under one of the biggest assaults that I have ever seen, equating us not only with conspiracy theory wackos, but trying to make us seem dangerous with him alleging that he has received death threats for him and his family through his MySpace page, apparently posting links to Terror Storm and posting pictures of collateral damage and what happens to innocent people in wartime in his suicidal, drug-filled mind equates with death threats. So this is absolutely ridiculous and appalling.
What do you mean by suicide, drug-filled mind?
Well, he's been in and out of rehab for numerous instances, and I didn't even know this until after we shot this video. Apparently, on his VH1 series Breaking Bonaducci, which is a reality show of him just being a lunatic, he attempted suicide by slitting his wrists.
There needs to be an investigation to find out if these are false charges that he's leveling. And we're going to play the Fox News clip where, by the way, we have another Fox News clip where they're saying that Matt Damon and all these other people who are just mildly criticizing the Iraq war and the police state in America, that we should all be put in camps. So Laura Ingraham has said, "I'm American, Al-Qaeda should be arrested." Hannity has said similar things by name. Now they're just saying all of us or anybody that criticizes, and it's because we're kicking their hind ends. We're going to defend this republic. We're going to defeat the New World Order, and we're going to do it with your help, America. So please don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us. Here you are talking. Oh, by the way, I noticed the tape kind of ends abruptly with him cussing at you. How did all this end?
I asked him another question after that. I said, "So do you actually think that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?" And I said, "You don't think that that was a complete fabrication?" And then he went on to say that his brother was in Iraq and got shot. And he asked me if I still wanted to mess with him about this. And I felt really bad, and I knew this story was going to get hot. and I didn't want the story to be focused on a, quote, celebrity family member was shot in Iraq. And I figured that's a very personal, private matter. I figured that him and his family didn't want that kind of attention.
Have you looked into that, though? Is that even true?
I have, in his emails, and when I spoke with him on the phone, he called me, and we addressed some of these issues over the phone. He did say that it wasn't his brother, but rather his wife's brother, who he considers his family.
You need to check into that, too. Let's go ahead and play this. Well, you're being quite friendly and respectful, and then they're calling you crazy. Fox News is calling us all crazy. We're crazy for bringing up official Operation Northwoods. Associated Press, Baltimore Sun, ABC News, we're crazy. Here it is.
Hey, Danny, can we just bother you for 2 seconds? What do you think about 9/11? You think it was an inside job? No, considering that was the source of this mess that we're in now. I mean, we know that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Now, most officials are saying that the war in Iraq was a mistake, and we're trying to get to the bottom of this so that the American people won't be fooled again. That 3,000 people have been murdered, Danny. So have you heard that 9/11 was, at the bare minimum, let to happen on purpose?
I've heard rumors from ridiculous conspiracy theory people, yes.
So Morgan Reynolds, former Bush cabinet official, is a conspiracy theorist, and the former German defense minister, Andre von Bülow, is a conspiracy theorist, and the former head of the Star Wars program are all conspiracy theorists?
If you believe that there was advanced knowledge of 9/11 and we didn't get civilians out, and that is their opinion, yes, that is what I believe.
Did you know that there's a declassified document in the National Archives where our government put plans to paper to commit terrorism in this country and blame it on another country?
Who was that?
I'm sorry, what is your name? What's your name? Come on, will you pardon my language for just one moment?
Who the f*** are you to come up to me on the street and criticize my government? I voted for President Bush. I believe in what we're doing in the Middle East. I don't f***ing know you. I don't want to know you. I don't give a f*** about your opinions. We're losing the hearts and minds around the world, and you want to help make us the enemy. F*** off.
Well, my name is John Connor from the Resistance Manifesto. I wish I had a book for you. I would kindly give it to you, sir, so you could be enlightened to the truth that President Bush is a lying criminal, member of Skull and Bones, and the Bohemian Grove, where they do mock human sacrifices every year.
He's also the president of the United States of America, you disrespectful little...
I do believe that we have a First Amendment here, which is
right.
The freedom of speech.
Did I say you shouldn't say it, or did I just say you're disrespectful? I agree with you, we have freedom of speech. Feel free to make fun of the president of your country, where you're free to do this little bull thing you're doing that counts for no one. You're just trying to make yourself feel important by walking up and down the street with a microphone. You're nobody, you're not going to amount to anything, but you get this chance because you live in a free country.
Well, there we have it, spoken from a true Hollywood celebrity.
That's right. We don't count. Only the elite scumbags count. So this is how they roll. This is how they operate. But you notice John's saying it's a total inside job, but Bonaducci doesn't even believe that the government ever had prior knowledge, which is totally now admitted. John?
Now, when he and myself were on John Gibson's Fox radio show, John Gibson asked him how he felt about one-third of the American people believing that 9/11 was an inside job, and he was utterly shocked. He said that he found that hard to believe.
That was a Scripps Howard News Service Ohio poll, and, of course, the other numbers are 84% don't believe the official story, believe they're being lied to.
And we have a slight clip of him on that show making these claims that he has received numerous death threats through his MySpace page. And then he contradicts himself because he says that the FBI called him and wanted him to turn over the names of the people who were, quote, threatening his life. And he said he didn't want to cooperate with them because he believes in freedom of speech. But then later on, in the end of the interview, he goes on to say that if anybody does threaten his life, he will turn it over to the FBI. So I'm very confused. This could be a COINTELPRO op. The FBI contacting him or him contacting the FBI, they knew that this story was going to get hot. And by mentioning that he was receiving threats and that the FBI is involved, it smears not only me, but the entire 9/11 truth movement. And that makes me very aggravated.
Well, overall, this is a good thing because it draws more attention to 9/11 truth for the dumbed-down masses that only care about these reality shows. So it's a big score for the truth. Good job, John Connor. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Welcome back. John Connor's our guest. He'll be with us until about 40 after. And then we're going to go to your calls from there until the bottom of the next hour. And we have another great guest coming on, the producer of A Scanner Darkly. I got a bunch of other world news that I haven't even gotten to yet. I will at least graze over the surface. There's just so much here. But the reason we're covering this with all the other world news and the dollar and incredible inflation and just everything that's going on is because it's an illustration of how the other side doesn't have anything but blusters and claiming they're being threatened and we're all bad. John, I want to get to this Fox Radio clip with John Gibson trying to demonize 9/11 truth, but you wanted to comment about some of the charges that Bonaducci makes.
Is that his entire family, including his 12-year-old daughter, uses his MySpace page. First of all, a 12-year-old isn't supposed to use MySpace. The terms of service are a minimum of 14 years old. And what in the world is his daughter doing using the, quote, official Danny Bonaducci MySpace page for his fans? That's completely ridiculous. I would imagine that half of his emails are from fellow drug addicts and alcoholics wishing him a happy sobriety and exchanging their stories of their alcohol and drug abuse. So it just blows my mind that not only he lets his 12-year-old daughter use MySpace in general, but use his MySpace. And apparently he interprets pictures of collateral damage and links to films like Terror Storm as, quote, death threats.
Yeah, that's right. You went and looked at what was at the stuff on the page, John, and then you talked to him, and he was relaying to you what the threats were. How is a link to Terror Storm terrorism?
I'm not sure, and I asked him to send me copies of the emails, send me the usernames. He said that he would. I have not received those yet. And then in this interview, this clip that we're going to play.
But wait, first he claimed the threats were on the MySpace. Where's the beef? Where's the proof?
I haven't seen it. And then he contradicts himself again, saying that if he did get threats, he would call the FBI. But then he said that earlier he wouldn't turn over the threats. This is completely ridiculous. Then he says in the interview that he received 20 people were sending him death threats. I think what he means is 20 people were posting 9/11 truth on his MySpace page. So this man, I think his brain is soaking in alcohol and drugs. And he has lost his grip on reality, like most celebrities, especially child stars, have done.
Well, see, I don't really know who this guy is, just that I hear him all over Neocon Talk Radio worshiping the whole agenda. Who is this guy?
He was a former child star from the Partridge Family who has done little bits and pieces in very, very small TV shows and movies throughout the last 20 or 30 years. And he's still most known for being a 10-year-old child on the 1970s television show.
Let's go ahead and start playing this clip, and we'll come back and play the rest of it and let you respond to it. Then we'll go to your calls and cover news, folks. We appreciate John Connor joining us today, and we appreciate him going and talking to this twit on the side of the street and then enduring all this demonization. But it's overall for a good cause to get 9/11 truth out to the general public. Here it is with Gibson, who looks like Count Dracula. A Count Dracula albino. Here it is.
Danny Bonaducci joins me now. Danny, thanks for coming on, and thanks for telling that little bleep to where he could shove it, bleep.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, and I got to tell you something. I am the most informed person on psychopaths today. If you'd have called me on Friday, the day that hit YouTube, I'd have said he's a certifiable lunatic and they should lock him away. But then the tape hit YouTube, and the certifiable lunatics came out and completely eclipsed him compared to the people who follow him. I'd like to have him as my next-door neighbor. But I'm not particularly politically inclined. This guy and his nut job followers made me a political person overnight, and I didn't ask for the job. Well, yeah, by the way, because I just realized this, we've never even been formally introduced.
Hi, Danny, I'm John almost, Gibson.
I know who you are, but I'm almost at a level 8 on my scale, and 10 is just spooky. And you need to know that this little tape on YouTube took on a life of its own and got so out. I've been contacted by the FBI.
We'll be right back. We'll stop it right there with him being contacted by the FBI and the story changing a couple times. and we'll finish up with John Connor. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
First off, Bonaducci, Danny Bonaducci, claims that he's not political. He's a pro-war, pro-New World Order little creature who I, again, hear all over talk radio. Glenn Beck, you name it, pushing all of this. So number one, that's not true. And you know, he talks about how crazy and whacked out and wild John Connor is. John Connor was calmly talking to him and talking about information that's mainstream news. Let's go back to the clip where he says the FBI contacted him. Here it is.
But I'm almost at a level 8 on my scale, and 10 is just spooky. And you need to know that this little tape on YouTube took on a life of its own and got so out. I've been contacted by the FBI because they wanted me to give them all the names of the people who threatened my life. I said no. I said, you know what? I've got to. I'm going to write them all back and say, don't threaten my life because I'm a real live American. I'll fight for your right to be stupid. Just here's what you need to know. And that's what I want to make clear, that John Connor, comparatively speaking, I literally went online to these people who threatened my life for standing up for my country, and I wrote them back because I'm on MySpace. I said, this is not my personal thing. This is a MySpace that involves my wife's dress company, my fan mail, and my 12-year-old and her anime friends. You're writing to the computer of a 12-year-old. Two or three people out of the 20 with the death threats stopped writing or even apologized. There's one guy, he actually wrote back, sorry, I didn't know. And I couldn't believe it. I wrote him back and told him I was proud of him. But some of these nut jobs actually readdressed their death threats to my child so she would get them directly. She opened a MySpace thing with an anime picture of it, and it was a picture of a child on fire.
What do you think about the fact that
even a little bit?
What do you think about the fact that some huge percentage of Americans, upwards of 30%, actually believe this stuff?
I had no idea that as many as 30% believe. Now, what is it you're saying that they believe? Because I would find that hard to believe. That's one third of Americans, you're saying, believe that the American government bombed the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
That frightens me. It wouldn't have frightened me Friday. It would not have frightened me Friday. It frightens me today because the mail I got was so vicious and so mean. And when I told them you're writing to a 12-year-old, they didn't care. Then, out of nowhere, the FBI calls me because this YouTube tape of me... Essentially, as far as I'm concerned, I'm eating lunch and the moment is over. And I got to tell you, this guy, comparatively speaking, John Connor, in my opinion, may be crazy, I don't know, but he is at least informed.
Wait a minute. They contact him about the YouTube? There's no threats on the YouTube. And then he's not political? And then there's death threats on the MySpace? But you went there, John, and all you saw was links to Terror Storm, and he starts whining, I guess, about, hey, my kids are on this page when it's his personal page. So I guess people send pictures of Iraqi children going, look at what's happening. And I guess he probably construed that into more threats. And then Gibson's running with this. So this is how they counter 9/11 truth. Never with debating the facts. It's always, we're crazy, we're evil, we need to go to FEMA camps, we're terrorists, we're American Al-Qaeda, we should all be arrested. I mean, that's what O'Reilly and others have said. John, where is he going with this?
I, again, refer back to his years of alcohol or drug abuse. I don't think the man has a rational thought coming out of his mouth. When I spoke with him on the phone, it was very, very difficult. He did not want to listen to me whatsoever. I kept trying to educate him, telling him that I'm not a liberal, this isn't a liberal issue, tried to suggest some of the evidence, and he kept cutting me off. I don't care what you have to effing say. I just want to make sure that your dogs aren't going to come and mess with my family. And again, he said that the FBI contacted him because there's a video of him on YouTube. I am very confused. I emailed him again, and I asked him what exactly the FBI said to him, why they were contacting him, if this was allegedly before the alleged threats that he was getting.
If there are threats, it's probably some FBI or some FBI mole doing it, and then they are contacting him to try to create some publicity. It's probably all being run by Fox News. I mean, Viet Dinh's on the board of directors, ladies and gentlemen, of Fox News. They are an operation.
Yeah, this reeks of COINTELPRO, and it's the perfect opportunity, unfortunately, for the mainstream media to not only demonize the 9/11 truth movement, but to paint us like we're a bunch of dangerous...
Who knows? You know, he may really have been threatened, but you saw Terror Storm links, or did he say these evil Terror Storm links to the film Terror Storm?
I saw links to various 9/11 truth videos, Terror Storm included. I saw a picture of some collateral damage on his webpage. I saw pictures of Building 7 collapsing and questions. The only thing that I saw on his page was a personal insult to him, and apparently if somebody insulting him in his own mind gets twisted into a death threat through his delusional view.
Let's finish up the clip, and we're going to let you get back to work, John. Here it is.
Then, out of nowhere, the FBI calls me because this YouTube tape of me, essentially, as far as I'm concerned, I'm eating lunch and the moment is over. And I got to tell you, this guy, comparatively speaking, John Connor, in my opinion, may be crazy, I don't know, but he is at least informed and writes a reasonable email compared to some of these other nuts. And I want to make something perfectly clear to the nuts that are going to write me right after this. The FBI gave me a beautiful tip, a beautiful tip, because I think they were surprised that I had to hand over all the all the names of the people who had emailed me. And I said, I can't be a proud American and stifle somebody's right to free speech. I can't do this. I can't be winning this fight by cheating. So I can't do that right now. But anybody who threatens me, I will certainly turn over that. That's, your freedom of speech doesn't come into my house.
Stop right there. Stop right there. So this is, so he says that he wouldn't turn people over unless they threatened him. So I guess there he's saying he wasn't really threatened. I mean, this guy's contradicting himself every other sentence, John.
Yeah, he was so irrational. When I spoke with him on the phone, I couldn't even get an answer out of the man. I felt like he was intoxicated when he was yelling at me and swearing at me on the phone. And again, for the FBI to contact him out of the blue just blows my mind, unless they knew that this was going to be hot. And again, this just shows the celebrity fixation. We can have public officials, military officials coming forward and making allegations, and it just gets brushed over. But a washed-up child star all of a sudden makes insults towards the 9/11 truth movement, and he's all over Fox News. He's all over the web. This very, very, very fishy of COINTELPRO.
And he's probably being manipulated. I don't think the guy's got his head screwed on straight enough to even be staging this.
Now, I posted emails that he sent me and that I sent him on my site, so anybody can just go through and read those. And I asked him if I could come on as a guest. He was apparently going to host Glenn Beck's show, and I asked him, I said, can I come on as a guest and talk about these issues? And he said he would consider it, but then he said he had another work obligation that may supersede it. So I hope that he calls.
That's right.
Again.
He's such a neocon. He's co-hosting Glenn Beck's show. Let's finish up the clip. Here it is.
So I can't do that right now, but anybody who threatens me, I will certainly turn over that. That's, your freedom of speech doesn't come into my house with a threat with my kid. And the FBI gave me a great tip. They said, put all your computers, the second business opens tomorrow, take all your computers through your server company or whatever it is, and put them all in your kid's name. And I said, why? And they said, because you can't write anything to a 12-year-old. They said, if you write, if they write, and it's even addressed to you, and you open it, and it's dirty language, it's a picture you don't like, they said, even if it just says, hi, how are you going, if it comes to the computer of a minor and you report it to us, we have to investigate. So write me again tonight, you freaks, and the FBI will be on your door tomorrow.
Okay, so let's just stop right there. First he says that he was threatened, but then he said if he was threatened, he'd tell the FBI, but then he wasn't, so he isn't handing it over. But now, so he can get everybody, he's moved the servers over into his daughter's name, which is using a child to troll for things without people even knowing. I don't think you can put servers in a child's name. I don't even think the FBI would really tell him that. And so we've got some type of entrapment here where if anybody writes to him, even if it's just saying, hi, Mr. Bonaducci, then we'll claim it was to a child. I mean, this is him talking about attempted frame-ups on national radio now. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. The more I look at this story, it just and the reason we're covering this, folks, is that we're looking at manipulation. We're looking at control. We're looking at the tricks they play. We're studying, with this as a case point example, what they're doing. Okay, that's why we're here talking about this today. John?
Now, I got plenty of emails from the right wing saying, if I was Danny Bonaducci, I would have kicked your butt and this and that. And I'm sure he probably got a few emails from people saying, you know, if you would have spoken to me, I would have done this.
But you're not running around wringing your hands going, I got a mean please, don't get me. I mean, there was a website saying, I want to hire someone to kill Alex Jones, contact me at this private address. And I did say, I'm not going to put up with that. And the FBI did call me, and I turned over the info, and I talked about it on air. I mean, if you're going to claim you're getting threatened, you better then deliver the goods. And I delivered the goods, and we told everybody on the web where the threat was, and everybody could see it. But not with Bonaducci.
No, I have yet to get the emails. And again, he contradicts himself there. He says he got threats. Now he says he didn't. If he did, he was going to turn them over. He said he got 20 death threats. I don't know what this man is talking about. I just wonder if the O'Reilly with Kevin Barrett yesterday is a setup for O'Reilly to address this. All of a sudden they have Kevin Barrett on again asking him what this has done for his life. Bonaducci said,
and the basic message is, you're not a professor, ha, ha, ha. And you know, O'Reilly says, I don't want to debate the issues with you. Let's just talk about how you're a kook. All they've got is sophomore names and terms. It's like when I was on Lars Larson last night. He just basically said, so what if foreign companies take over the roads? I'm a liberal because I don't want them to. When it's admitted, they've just paid off the politicians to hand it over to them.
When John Gibson opened up with the segment, he said that if anybody believes even a fraction of what the 9/11 truth movement people are saying, that you belong in a mental institution.
So but see, then, now they're in panic mode. Now it's O'Reilly saying you should be arrested. It's Ingram saying it. Now it's open discussion of how we're all insane, we're violent, we're hurting 12-year-old children. I mean, we must be really hurting them bad. Well, we know we are. Look at the poll numbers.
Yeah, then he goes
they keep saying upwards of 30. It's 36% believe total inside job. 84% believe they're being lied to.
So apparently one-third of the American people need to be committed in a mental institution, and he said that they were certifiably insane.
It's amazing. I'm not going to play the rest of the clip. Folks can go up to Infowars.com. We have links over to Connor's site where you can check that out, theresistancemanifesto.com. John, what is next in your bag of tricks? I mean, were you just out there walking around in L.A. and came across this creature?
We actually were doing a video just on the lack of morals in Hollywood and the sewage that spills from Hollywood into the living rooms of Americans across the country, and we just so happened to bump into Mr. Bonaducci. So, and again, I emailed him and I said, hey, so I guess that little BS interview that counts for no one, I guess you couldn't have been more wrong about that. So hopefully Mr. Bonaducci will learn to bite his tongue, and he doesn't know that who he's talking to or what he's getting himself into here.
Well,
and
these
on
online media people think that was the attitude. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, 12 years ago, talking to a reporter for a paper. These people were on unbelievable power trips. They don't have their monopoly of media anymore, okay? You see, we don't want a monopoly. You guys want a monopoly. We know the truth sells. We want to be on an open playing field to beat you to pieces. Okay, we're going to win. We're going to ace you. We're coming. You cannot stop us.
This zombie never even heard of YouTube, and in the last week, this video has gotten 130,000 views, and it's still skyrocketing every day. It's one of the most popular videos of the week on YouTube, and this individual says that nobody cares about the interview, that I'm a nobody, and he wasn't even informed, and he was shocked that one-third of the people agree with what I was saying to him.
Well, you're not a nobody, John Connor. You've taken action. You've woken up a lot of people, and folks should learn from the tricks you use to get attention to 9/11 truth and the New World Order. I salute you. Take care. Thanks for coming on with us, and we'll be talking to you in the future.
You got to keep up the fight.
Take care. All right, we're going to go to your calls. I know you've been holding patiently. Jim and John and Lewis and Greg and Ron, we're going to get to everybody. I don't have a guest till the bottom of the next hour. But I do want to bring up Debbie Morrow for just 4 short minutes. I appreciate her coming on with us. New Millennium Concepts, Made in America. Pardon me, John? She's calling right back in. Her phone dropped. Okay. I'll just plug it. I mean, we don't even need to have Debbie on. The point is, I use these. I give these as gifts. I bought over 10 of these in the years. It's well over 10. I mean, I bought like 5 in 1 year. I know that. To give as gifts. They're very affordable. Gravity-fed filters. And they cut everything out. Except fluoride, it reduces fluoride. Fluoride is so small, it goes. Even reverse osmosis can't get rid of it. But they have a special post filter that knocks that out, and that's only like 99.99 something. And some of it still gets through. But they have a filtration system that you can add on that will even knock that out. Give Debbie Morrow a call. She just handles the radio interviews for New Millennium Concepts. They are the manufacturer of the American Berkey, which is a higher standard than even the British Berkey, which is excellent as well. They are the national distributor of British Berkeys, so they support patriotic broadcasting and the truth movement, and you get a wholesale price. You try to buy their filters at the camping supply store or at, you know, IRE or whatever, Outfitters, they're $300, $195. Okay, and they've got other units that it takes a few minutes to put together. Great for camping, great for your house. Stop drinking the poison that's in the water. Give her a call right now. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. And we give them the orders each and every day, and they send them out to you. Or you can go to BerkeyWater.com. And in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special to get the special deals, and you get a free gift, a bottle of potassium iodate in case there's a radiological event, or a sheltering-in-place DVD, or a sports bottle filter that doesn't purify. It makes it reduces 130 refills of swamp water, 600-plus refills of tap water. It reduces massively, but you can't say totally knocks it out like you can with the big units. Which non-detectable levels of everything. It is unbelievable. I use it. We use it right here in the office. You need to get it. 1-888-803-4438 or Infowars.com or BerkeyWater.com. We have a link directly on Infowars.com over to BerkeyWater.com where you can get the exact same units, exact same prices. We just drop ship it from them. You can order via our secure Yahoo shopping cart if you choose to do that. But give Debbie a call. Believe me, the water, just go read what they allow in the water at the FDA website. Herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals. The chlorine just kills the bacteria. You're drinking dead bacteria. Start purifying your water. It is 70% of your body. So important. BerkeyWater.com, Infowars.com, 888-803-4438. This is an area where you can take control. This is a big area in your life and your health. And it's somewhere where you can stop the New World Order from being able to poison you. Call the number. Get a free brochure.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it all away? What would you do if you
Welcome back. It's hard to start this song and not play all of it. But we're not going to. I want to get to your calls. We're going to take a lot of calls now. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. A lot of those sites have exclusives every day that are not on the other sites, so be sure and check them all out. We have that so we have backups, redundancy. It's been a good, effective program against the New World Order, having multiple sites. That's why we do it. My first seven films were never on DVD. I was too busy to reauthor them and put them on DVD and make new covers and packaging and do all that. It's been done. The Police State Trilogy are together in one package, three DVDs and a box set, $34.95. America Destroyed by Design. The Masters of Terror. Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. They're all available now on DVD. Right now. At InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And many other titles like Terror Storm, American Freedom to Fascism, 9/11 Demolitions, Loose Change Second Edition. It's good to have the DVD, folks. Get them. Support us. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. You know I like Pokey and Trailer Park Show.
Oh, is this, you should have told us earlier. I wouldn't have kept you on hold all this time.
Oh,
This is Jimmy Ritter, who has a TV show, longtime friend of mine, and helped out a lot with a lot of times with the police state, got a lot of good footage for us, and he had the Republican Party chairman on, and I talked about it, and the guy's just up there denying everything, and I was talking about just how even good conservatives like you, Jimmy, just can't see how bad things have gotten.
Well, who should I have voted for then, Alex? I mean, you know, we agree on a lot of things, but we can disagree on a few things.
Well, I wasn't saying vote for Democrats either. We have to get third parties in this nation. We have to stop saying lesser of two Bushes for blanket amnesty. You were there trying.
Well,
you were there acting like he wasn't for the assault weapons ban when he said he would sign it.
I understand what he said, and I also understand that even Larry Pratt will tell you he knew that bill was not going to cross his desk.
Hey, why didn't he stand up and say it was wrong? And by the way, it was being lobbied for.
That's a good question, and I must admit that I was hurt by that. I did not expect perfection when I voted for him, but I did not expect him to say that either. Nonetheless, it still beat Senator Kerry. He would have been even worse.
He would have been wonderful.
And, well,
because then conservatives like you would be forced to wake up. We could rally the troops. Man, you listen to neocon radio. I do, too. I mean, like Lars Larson, he was there saying the North American Union's okay.
Well, yeah, he's trying to compete with the Euro Union. As you know, their Euro dollar is more valuable than our dollar now.
Oh, so Jimmy, you're now buying into that because that, I mean, I've been over a decade I've been saying they're going to bring up the Euro, claim it's defeating the dollar, then bring in the Amero, and then merge the two. This is a scam, Jimmy.
Yes, it is. But how do we fight it, Alex? Yeah.
We fight it by getting involved locally and demanding people like that Republican Party chairman you had in there stop sandbagging conservatives. We need leaders who rally. I mean, it's incredible. Jimmy, you called in. You obviously have something else to say. Anything else?
They're coming up in the legislation this year.
Well, just stay there. We got a break. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.